Have faith.
Blog Talk Radio.
Have faith in God. Have faith. Only believe. You who are the righteousness of God in the earth. It is the enemy's job to attack your faith, to attack the word that God has given to you. Throughout the times of the Bible, God gave a word to his people, and then the enemy would come to attack it. Consider Abraham. Consider how God told him, I'm going to make you into and have a nation of, and you will have so many children, they will be as the number of the sands of the sea, they will be as the number of the sand right by the sea, the stars of the heaven. And he told him, I'm going to give this to you. But look how long Abraham had to endure, but he received the promise. God's promises are yea and amen. So I'm going to tell you today, have faith. It is the enemy's job to attack the word. It is the enemy's job to attack the word. And even in Abraham and Sarah, the enemy came along and gave Sarah an idea to create the answer, to create what God has said. But I want to encourage you today, don't create. Don't create a solution for your problem. Don't create another problem, because that's all that you do when you don't wait. Stand in faith and wait on what God has said for you. Then you create another problem when you try to make something on your own. I want to tell you today, only have faith in God. Trust in God. I need to read a couple of scriptures to you. Job, the 17th chapter, the 9th verse, it says, the righteous also shall hold on his way. The righteous also shall hold on his way. And he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. The righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. So I want to encourage you today, ask God, even if you got, God, give me clean hands, a pure heart. Hold on to the righteous way. Do not turn back unto perdition. Do not turn back unto disbelief. But hold in the right way, believing God. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I don't care what they say on the right. I don't care what they say on the left. It is what God has said. It is God's word. By the very words of God were the world framed. What we're living in right now, they were framed by God's words. So all you got to do is hold on to his words and understand that the righteous shall hold on his way. Hold on to the right way, to the word that God has told you. Do not turn back. Do not stop believing. Even if you're at what you think is your last, God will extend it. Hold on. Do not stop. Do not give up. Do not give in. Do not listen to the voice of the enemy, whether it's sickness, whether it's financial, whether you feel like you're about to be put out, whether you are out. Hold on to God. He is faithful over his word to perform it, even if it looks like everything other than what he has said to you. God, I am a witness, and you are a witness, and you shall be a witness on the other side of this, that he is faithful over his word. He is faithful over his word to perform it. He watches over his word to perform it. God is faithful. So the righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. Now, standing in faith doesn't mean it's necessarily easy, because faith requires you to look in the spiritual realm. Now, the spiritual realm can only be seen when you're in a place of worship, when you're in the place of prayer, when you're in alignment with God. Now, if you're in anger, if you're in disbelief, if you're listening to people, you will not see in the spiritual realm. And so at times, you got to step away. Even Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, had to step away into the mountain for prayer. At times you got to get away from the voices, all the voices of people, because even the enemy can use the mouths of people to cast down your faith, to cast you down. And it is only by your faith that you will receive the reward of what God said. For we understand that the worlds were framed by his word. Be encouraged. I know you hear doom, gloom, and reports of evil, sadness, even on the news. But God said, hold on to your faith. Have faith. Stand in the gap. Stand in the way. For those who are righteous shall hold on his way. And he that have clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. It doesn't matter how long it takes to receive the promises of God. For a day with the Lord is as a thousand years. And truly, if you're in God, you're in eternity's time. You're living in a time of eternity. Your clock and your watch means nothing, because God operates outside of the clock and the watch that you are on. But when you walk in faith, in the spirit of God, you can declare power over the time in this world, and you can cause God's timing to enter into this world, for the manifestation of the promise even be made sooner. For it is by your faith. This is your currency. This is your exchange. It is not your rage, it is not your anger, and it is not people, but it is by faith. For even in the Bible, it says, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Whatever you are believing God for, whatever the enemy is fighting you with, whoever the enemy is using to fight you and to break your heart, because with a broken heart, it is hard to stand in faith. But the Bible says, God said, a broken and a contrite spirit, he will not despise. A broken and a contrite spirit. Oh, he will not despise you. If you are a broken and a contrite spirit, God will use you. God will minister to you. God will encourage you. Fall on the rock. Have faith. Whatever has happened to you, whatever your situation is, understand that God is greater than that situation. If there is something that has happened to hurt you, to harm you, I proclaim to you that God is a healer in even that, and a restorer, and he makes all things new, and therefore he can make even that area new. The depths of hell that have brought you down to hurt you and show you rage and to show you a different side that is not the side of heaven. I declare to you, the very gates of hell shall not prevail against you. The very gates of hell shall not prevail against your faith. Only believe. Only believe, only have faith, and you will see the promises of God. For it is the enemy's job to wage war against the saints. That is the enemy's job, to wage war. But it is your job to stand in faith. It is your job to stand up for the faith, earnestly contend for the faith. It is your assignment to earnestly contend. To contend means to fight. That means to earnestly fight faithfully for that vision, for that word, for that stance, for that deliverance, for that breakthrough. It is your job to earnestly fight. Fight strong. And the righteous, they shall be stronger and stronger. For the righteous, they are bold as a lion. For it is the enemy's assignment to fight you, but it is your job to win. Earnestly contend for the faith. For God is not giving you more than you can bear. Stand therefore. And the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. And the wind of God will breathe life back into you. I'm telling you, not even death can conquer you. When you are saved, not even death can conquer you. For even Lazarus was in the grave. And Jesus waited days, and then he went and said, Lazarus, come forth. So death can't even conquer you. I say the wind of God breathes life back into you. Have faith. Do not give up. Earnestly contend for that word that God has given you. Even when you don't understand, keep going. Keep believing. Keep worshiping. Keep praying. When you don't have anything left, I'm telling you, when the refrigerator is empty, when it's like no clothes on your back, but all you have is God, that's all you need. I stood in a place when the doctors told me that my baby was going to die, and there was nothing that they can do. And I told those doctors, I'm glad you said there's nothing you can do. Because when there's nothing you can do, that means there's something that God will do. When you have nothing at all, that means you have something because you have God. Only believe if it is your body. And everybody said no, and the report is evil. And when I say it's an evil report, it doesn't line up with the word. Because there is healing in the word for you. I'm telling you, align your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit with the truth of God, and only believe when you have nothing at all. Medicine won't do. People aren't there. You have God. Only believe. You have faith. Faith is your currency. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness, rulers of darkness in high places. Earnestly contend for the faith in the Holy Spirit. The same are the sons of God that are led by the Spirit of God. We are not in this physical time. We are in eternity's time. And the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God. Let it be made manifest in your life. And the only way that thing will come to pass is by your faith. That is your currency. That is your evidence. That is your demonstration. Have faith. Do not draw back into disbelief. Have faith. Have faith. Do not give up. Have faith. Have faith. God will deliver you. God is healing you. Only believe. God is causing you to break through. Only believe. He will lead you. Have faith. Have faith. Do not give up. Do not give in. Guard your heart with all diligence. Have faith. Have faith. Earnestly contend for the faith. Earnestly contend for your faith. Earnestly contend for your faith. Earnestly contend for your faith. Have faith. Have faith. Have faith. He will never leave you nor forsake you. So have faith. Have faith. Have faith. He is there with you. He watches over his word to perform. have faith. Have faith. Arise in your 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 faith. He watches all his words and performance. Arise in your faith. Arise in your faith. Be resurrected. Arise in your faith. Be resurrected. Arise in your faith. I speak to the valley of dry bones. Live, 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 live. Every place that your faith died, I command it to live. Valley of dry bones, your faith, live. Behold and live.